You know, I was listening to the short little video Bishop Hying put out this morning, and he said this. He said, did you know that at one point in history, Faustina Kowalska, who received all these wonderful visions of the divine mercy, and St. Maximilian Kolbe, okay, he's the amazing priest who was actually very courageous, and he was speaking truth in a time when it wasn't being allowed too much, and he ended up in a concentration camp for doing that. And then Pope John Paul II, they all lived at one point in history within 30 miles of each other. I think those are my three favorite saints. And they all lived within 30 miles of each other. At one point when Sister Kowalska was receiving her vision, she wrote, "I was praying for Poland. I heard the words, 'I bear a special love for Poland. And if she will be obedient to my will, I will exalt her in might and holiness. From her will come forth the spark that will prepare the world for my final coming.'" You know, we can see right now how Poland is standing up to a lot of tyrants in their time. They're an inspiration for their courage. And we see that these amazing saints came out of that. The beautiful Divine Mercy image. You know, that's that image. As you walk into church, it's right at the front door there. We always have it there. And that's that image where there's Jesus, and out of his heart is coming a pale blue ray and a red ray. And the pale blue ray is meant to be that those waters that make us pure and holy. They cleanse our sins. We receive them in baptism. And in that moment, we're as close to God as we can be. But then sometimes we make mistakes and sin and stuff like that. So we got to get back into close to God. And that's through the sacrament of penance. We're washed clean. That beautiful blue ray is the waters of that cleanse us. What's the red ray then? The red ray is what you're receiving today for the first time. It's Holy Communion. It's the life of Christ. You're receiving that. And so that what? So that once the blue ray kind of washes us up, we get gussied up, right? We get cleaned. So that we can now be ready to receive Jesus. That's why you always want to have communion is amazing. Okay, we receive Jesus, but you want to go to confession too, often, so you get gussied up, right? You clean your soul. You get ready to receive the power of God. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And then once you receive that, then you see, and here's the words I like to say. You see, of course we're family. Of course we take care of each other. And then in the second reading it said this, "For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments." But here's the next line that I really love. "And his commandments are not burdensome." That's the of course, right? So we follow everything the Bible and the church teaches. Yikes! You're kind of a right-wing fanatic extremist, aren't you, about that? You mean you follow everything? Yeah, we do. You know, I want to put a sign out front that says, "All are welcome." If we want to together do it God's way. That's all. All are welcome. Because welcome to this family that has no problem at all. Of course. Here's what the church teaches. I follow it. There's no burden at all about that. And how can you do that? Because you got Jesus here. Okay? Now, I'm not going to go much longer because you know why? Here's the second thought I had as you were coming into church. We got to start right now because you guys have to have time for pictures after Mass because our Masses are kind of close together. But I'm so happy for you. I'm so, so happy for you. You definitely are cuter than Gracie. Okay? And I can see in your eyes and the excitement about ready to receive Jesus. We're going to be praying for you, okay? That you have you receive Jesus and you have the heart of Jesus. Remember? That makes us a family. And that makes doing it God's way super, super easy. And really hard to do it the devil's way, right? Super, super easy to do it God's way, when we have Jesus inside of us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.